In New York City today, officials unveiled plans for a new building at No. 7 World Trade Center. The old building, right across the street from the Twin Towers, collapsed on the afternoon of September 11th. Today's announcement was the first time that the public got a preview of what a replacement for a building destroyed by the attacks will look like. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
There's not much to see now, just a lot of cranes working their long necks in a hole in the ground. It doesn't look that different from the cleanup that concluded in May. But as New York Governor George Pataki looked south to the chasm where the Twin Towers once stood, he pointed out it's a view that never fails to startle.
You know, we look around where we are right now, and behind you and in front of you, you can still see the open wounds that are still visible from the attacks of 14 months ago.
The crowd applauded as architect David Childs pointed to a tall, silver, willowy model of a building that, when completed, will stand 52 stories high.
This building, being simple and strong, an obelisk at Luxor, a shaft of light, welcoming you to the new World Trade Center site, and doing it in a way that all is about openness and transparency.
The old box-like 7 World Trade Center blocked the street, but this one is designed to reopen the streetscape.
And I believe set the stage for the spine through the World Trade site to the Great Harbor and the Verrazano Bridge where this city began.
This site is privately owned and is not subject to the same process as the government-owned 16 acres across the street, where the towers once stood. So construction is beginning here. There was a palpable feeling of optimism as a crowd milled among blue signs that said, 7 World Trade Center, the rebuilding begins. Construction worker Greg Nolan.
I was down here, most of us were down here since September the 12th, so we were here for the cleanup, and to actually be here rebuilding is very rewarding for us to be here. It's like finishing what we started 14 months ago.
Though everyone was evacuated safely from the old 7 World Trade before it collapsed, 2,800 lives were lost when the Twin Towers fell just across the street. Plans for that site are to be unveiled next month. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in Lower Manhattan.